The resort had a habit of laying off instructors after the season got going, and business slowed down after the holidays. And so I developed a program called Ski Interim, which was for colleges and universities throughout the United States that were on an interim program, where students would take four courses for 4 months, one course during the month of January, and then four courses for four more months of February through May. I developed a concentrated course during the month of January and sold it to colleges and universities across the United States for 4 hours of credit. Each student got 4 hours of credit. And they would come here the first week of January and spend 4 weeks. In the morning, they would take a lesson, and then they would ski in the afternoon for a couple of hours. During the 4 weeks, I would bring in guest lecturers that would lecture on various topics. For example, I brought in Horst Abram from PSIA, and he lectured on the evolution of the American ski technique. I brought in Dr. George Twardokens from the University of Nevada Human Performance Laboratory, and George would talk about physics and biomechanics of skiing. We had people come in and talk about cross-country skiing and the evolution of cross-country skis. We had people talk about equipment. I had Matt Alvarez did an equipment show on how to maintain your equipment and what to look for when buying skis and stuff like that. And then we'd have one on avalanches, and I brought over Liam Fitzgerald from Snowbird, who's a foremost avalanche expert, and he'd talk to the students about avalanches. We'd, in fact, go out and do an avalanche, simulated avalanche rescue on the mountain, and then they had to perform, they had to take a final test, their attendance was taken, they had to write a paper. I developed a library for media materials for them to write papers on. The students stayed at a couple of years at the mine camp and some years out at the racquet club, and we had as many as 100 students during that month, and so they could not lay me off because I had my own classes. And I did that for 10 years, and the students eventually evolved and wanted to come back, and they couldn't come back because their schools would only give them credit for 1 year. So I developed a ski instructor's training course and a ski patrolman's training course, but they could come back for that then. And over the 10-year history, I had over 1,000 students in 10 years that came out to the program. Some of those students are still come out to Park City today. I still stay in touch with some. One is a neurosurgeon in Seattle. He skis at Snowbird. He calls me all the time. I have some of my greatest friends are out of that program.
Dan Steffen did all of the marketing for Ski Interim himself and would travel from Park City to the Midwest every summer and stop off at colleges in Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota on his way back home to Minnesota. He would also visit schools on the West Coast to wrangle up students for the next winter. Due to increasing college costs and empty dorm rooms and cafeterias during the month of January, colleges and universities did away with the 4-1-4 schedule and went to the more traditional semester or trimester program we see today. Ski Interim's final class was held in January of 1984. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.